Hi, friends. I am Annie F. Downs. Let's read the Gospels. Well, let's read what happened right after the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the stories of Jesus Christ's life on earth, the friendships, the parables, the sacrifices, the meals, the miracles. And the book of Acts picks up right where the Gospels ends and takes us into the birth of the church, the continued ministry of the disciples, and the conversion in first years of Paul's ministry as well. This is the book that answers the question, so then what happened and what do we do now? So here's how this works. I'm going to read one chapter to you today. You can listen or watch and read along in your own Bible. And then maybe I'll reflect a little bit on what we read and then I'll pray. And that is it. So today is day 18 and I'll be reading Acts chapter 18 in the New Living Translation. Acts 18. Then Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he became acquainted with a Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently arrived from Italy with his wife Priscilla. They had left Italy when Claudius Caesar deported all Jews from Rome. Paul lived and worked with them, for they were tent makers just as he was. Each Sabbath found Paul at the synagogue trying to convince the Jews and Greeks alike. And after Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul spent all his time preaching the word. He testified to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah, but when they opposed and insulted him, Paul shook the dust from his clothes and said, "Your blood is upon your own heads. I am innocent. From now on, I will go preach to the Gentiles." Then he left and went to the home of Titius Justus, a Gentile who worshiped God and lived next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, and everyone in his household believed in the Lord. Many others in Corinth also heard Paul, became believers, and were baptized. One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision and told him, "Don't be afraid. Speak out. Don't be silent. For I am with you and no one will attack and harm you, for many people in this city belong to me." So Paul stayed there for the next year and a half, teaching the word of God. But when Gallio became governor of Achaia, some Jews rose up together against Paul and brought him before the governor for judgment. They accused Paul of persuading people to worship God in ways that are contrary to our law. But just as Paul started to make his defense, Gallio turned to Paul's accusers and said, "Listen, you Jews, if this were a case involving some wrongdoing or a serious crime, I would have reason to accept your case. But since it is merely a question of words and names and your Jewish law, take care of it yourselves. I refuse to judge such matters." And he threw them out of the courtroom. The crowd then grabbed Sosthenes, the leader of the synagogue, and beat him right there in the courtroom. But Gallio paid no attention. Paul stayed in Corinth for some time after that, then said goodbye to the brothers and sisters and went to nearby Cenchrea. There he shaved his head according to Jewish custom, marking the end of a vow. Then he set sail for Syria, taking Priscilla and Aquila with him. They stopped first at the port of Ephesus, where Paul left the others behind. While he was there, he went to the synagogue to reason with the Jews. They asked him to stay longer, but he declined. As he left, however, he said, "I will come back later, God willing." Then he set sail from Ephesus. The next stop was at the port of Caesarea. From there, he went up and visited the church at Jerusalem and then went back to Antioch. After spending some time in Antioch, Paul went back through Galatia and Phrygia, visiting and strengthening all the believers. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, an eloquent speaker who knew the scriptures well, had arrived in Ephesus from Alexandria in Egypt. He had been taught the way of the Lord, and he taught others about Jesus with an enthusiastic spirit and with accuracy. However, he knew only about John's baptism. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him preaching boldly in the synagogue, they took him aside and explained the way of God even more accurately. Apollos had been thinking about going to Achaia, and the brothers and sisters in Ephesus encouraged him to go. They wrote to the believers in Achaia, asking them to welcome him. When he arrived there, he proved to be of great benefit to those who, by God's grace, had believed. He refuted the Jews with powerful arguments in public debate. Using the scriptures, he explained to them that Jesus was the Messiah. That is Acts chapter 18 in the NLT. I love this because, you know, if you're drawing lines in the New Testament, you know this is the first time Paul talks about Corinth and talks about Ephesus. And we have letters to both of those communities later in the New Testament that you can go read. But what stands out to me today is I love this when they talk about Apollos. They say He taught others about Jesus with an enthusiastic spirit and with accuracy, and then he goes on to learn more. And so what a good reminder that even when you know and are teaching well and doing it with an enthusiastic spirit, whether you're leading a Bible study at your church or in your neighborhood or even teaching students at a school or teaching your own children, you can be accurate and still have space to learn more. And I appreciate that. I want that to be true of me too. So let's pray together. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that we get to have these little strings tied today between these cities that we grow to know through the letters that Paul writes to them in the later part of the New Testament. But also thank you for this example of Apollos, that we can be accurate and still be learning. We can be learned and still be learning. So I want to be like that. Help me to continue to learn and improve without shame. And for all of our friends listening, would we continue to learn and grow in our knowledge of Scripture and our knowledge of Jesus without shame of what we didn't know the day before we learned it? So we thank you that the Holy Spirit is our teacher and our counselor. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.